It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are things, Josh?
Good. I wanted to do a lot of yard work this weekend, but weather was not cooperative.
Well, an inch of rain pretty much did everybody in as far as any outdoor activities.
Yeah, I know a bunch of farmers were, they were probably burning the midnight oil Friday night to get as much planting done as they could.
Nobody's complaining, though, I don't think, right at the moment.
I don't think so.
Nice rain and much needed. So.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything, but we did need some rain to green some things up.
Kind of getting in the dust bowl for a while there, too, so that'll help that a little bit.
Yeah, that wind we had last week.
That was something else.
I think there was a dust storm warning put out last week.
I believe there was once, and a lot of red flag warnings for burning and all that stuff. So that
Yes.
should take care of help that a little bit anyway. And the grass is green, so away we go.
Yep, goody.
Spring is here, maybe, finally.
Hopefully.
Well, let's salute a veteran.
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Alvin M. Schwant. Alvin was born on August 10th, 1917 in Milbank and passed away on July 30th, 1995. He was from the Big Stone City area. He entered active duty on July 21st, 1942 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army. Honorably discharged over 3 years later on November 27th, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a radar mechanic with the 568th Anti-Aircraft Artillery Automatic Weapons Battalion. Participated in battles of southern France, Normandy, and northern France, and he earned the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal and the Good Conduct Medal for his service. So we thank you, Alvin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about a survey that's coming out, or is out. It's a new Military Experiences and Toxic Exposure Survey.
Yeah, the Million Veteran Program, or MVP, is encouraging veterans to participate in its research to help improve health care that the VA provides to veteran patients. You can share your stories with VA's largest research program, the Million Veteran Program. It's VA's largest research program, started in 2011 with the goal of improving health for all veterans. Since then, more than 1 million veterans have become part of this historic event, and you can too. When you join the Million Veteran Program, you're asked to give a blood sample, grant researchers secure access to your health records, complete surveys about health, lifestyle, military experiences, exposures. Your answers to these surveys can help improve health care for veterans who have a similar story. So basically, my bachelor's was in psychology, and it was a lot about giving surveys and asking people to participate in surveys and then noticing trends from those surveys. And that's what this is doing. So, this certain generation of veterans are all suffering from this health condition. Well, it's potentially related to their military service besides, the general aging process or whatever. So when researchers use MVP's data, some study specific condition like tinnitus, depression, cancer, exposure to certain toxins. They need to study the data of people with that condition alongside the data of enough people without it. That's why the size matters for the Million Veteran Program. Each time a veteran completes a survey, it's as if another puzzle piece is added to the database. And when 1 million veterans complete surveys, get closer to finishing the puzzle. So, yeah, they've signed up over 1 million veterans, but hasn't been 1 million yet that have completed all the surveys. And that's another thing that I learned from college is you can send out all the surveys you want, you're only going to get about 20% of them back.
That's right. It's not always the best way to get everybody's opinion.
Nope, they're doing that too.
You usually get the opinion of those who have the strongest opinions.
Yeah, it's just like when people do the polls, election polls. So
exactly.
Every veteran is enjoying to every veteran's invited to join the Dr. Alstead
picking up his packages here.
Yeah, which you graffitied a little bit.
I did.
I saw him laugh. Anyways, if every veteran's invited, join the MVP today at mvp.va.gov or at a participating VA facility. If you're already part of the Million Veteran Program, haven't yet completed all available surveys, log into your personalized MVP dashboard on mvp.va.gov using your VA sign-in. You can complete surveys at your own pace, save your progress, return later if needed. These stories matter. By sharing it with the Million Veteran Program, you can help VA study health conditions that matter to you and the people you served with. To keep in touch with the military, with the Million Veteran Program, you can go to mvp.va.gov, take new military experiences and toxic exposure surveys, read the latest research. You can access your MVP participant dashboard, or you can join the Million Veteran Program. You can call them at 866-441-6075. This article will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
Let me hold that number for you there in case you've forgotten it.
I got new glasses in January, so. You know, I'm officially hit old age and I got bifocals.
I can almost see it from this side.
Yeah, that's, well, it's because it's a two-sided magnet. It's two magnets. Anyways, it's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Well, the hour's looking this week pretty good.
Yeah, Wednesday morning I do have to be out for a short appointment, but I'll be back probably around 10 o'clock Wednesday morning. So.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benninger with another edition of Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackparl County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.